Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Not a whole lot to talk about this week, but there are a lot of college football things that we can talk. And I got to tell you, when I hear that music, it makes me know that one of my favorite interviews is right around the corner. In fact, he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He is Tim May. Hi, Tim.
The legend. Hey, Tim.
I didn't hear my music. That's all right,
though. Yeah, can you give him a little? Are you allowed to give him a little? No, we heard it. Okay. I had to talk over it to get you there, and then you were talking to Hody, and so.
Right into our quality time. Sorry about that.
That is. It is quality time. Right out of the gate, I mean, with Ohio State not playing this weekend, I'm just reminded of this whole notion that we could be looking at Ohio State and Michigan a little bit earlier in the season when I look at the Apple Cup being played this weekend between Washington and Washington State. I mean, that was like the tradition for me. I would watch the Apple Cup. I would watch Ohio State, Michigan. It was always like those two went hand in hand, and now we see that game's a little bit earlier. So I ask you, my friend, how long before we see Ohio State, Michigan off of that last game of the season?
I don't know. Who would you put on at the end of the season?
I don't know.
And number one. Number two, the Apple Cup obviously was at the end of the season until these two teams went their separate ways in the orchard. but one went to another orchard. But so
it could be Pat Jundt Bowl too right now, right?
Yeah,
with him leaving one to go to the other.
Yeah, everybody's fired up. I mean, you know, like last year, the big conundrum was Ohio State plays Michigan at the end of the year, and under the present rules now, there's a good chance they would play the very next week again.
Yeah,
you know, for the Big Ten championship. Although it may not turn out that way this year, and then they could play again in the college football playoff, you know. So that was why it makes sense to even to think about that. But you know, who are you going to put there? Oregon? That could happen with Ohio State and Oregon. I mean, are you going to relegate and say, okay, Northwestern, you're now playing Ohio State the last game of the regular season because we know you're not going to do anything? You know, it's a little bit of a thumb in your nose at people, but. I like it just where it is, but with the possibility of possibly playing three times a year being a real possibility now as opposed to pie in the sky, it would make sense to maybe move it. But who knows? You may play that team that you play on the last game of the regular season. You may play them again in the Big Ten championship game and then again in the college football playoff. So, you know, I'm not sure that all tradition has to die for college football to move on and embrace what is the modern world.
All right, speaking of Ohio State and former Ohio State Buckeyes, how much trouble is Marcus Freeman in at Notre Dame after last week?
Well, it's not good because, number one, and it's a lot of our faults, right? Because I expected, just like everybody else, I expected them to have pretty smooth sailing into the at least the USC game after knocking off Texas A&M at Texas A&M. So now that smooth sailing has some chop. It's chop right now. It could be turned into big waves, big swells, if they get beat, for example, at Purdue this weekend. So, but it's never good when you lose early, when you've got a schedule like Notre Dame has, number one, and number two, you are not in a conference. So there's, you know, you're pretty much playing to make the college football playoff or bust anymore if you're Notre Dame. And you really don't have an excuse if you're Notre Dame not to make the 12 in some form or fashion, right? So I would think the heat has been turned up. Is it up as high as it was, what, a couple years ago when they got beat by Ohio State and then got beat by Marshall? I don't know. It is later in the Marcus Freeman tenure. I personally like Marcus Freeman a lot, known him since he was 17 years old. So you wish him the best. But the flip side of it is, where is the heat not turned up?
Good point. Well played.
That's a real good point. Tim May, Letterman Rowe joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So back to the Buckeyes a little bit here, Tim. How weird is it to have a bye week this early in the season? Is that really beneficial to the Buckeyes, or would they have been better off if they went and found a game for this weekend?
Yeah, I'm still in a little bit of a pause. I'm basking in the statement that I just made a good point.
You did.
It's understandable. Yes. Now, it's understandable. He never compliments me like that, Tim.
That's true.
I'm coming off that peak.
It's like runner's high, isn't it?
Yeah,
same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I could have used that when I shot a 7 this morning on a hole where I was putting for a par. That's another story.
Well, just tell yourself it was par 7. You'll feel better.
No, you can't do that. Not when I broke 80 for the first time in like 10 or 15 years last week.
Nice.
Good for you.
Today I did not. But that's another story. I remember, wasn't this early, but I remember back in 2019, the first year I was retired, but I immediately got the, you know, Letterman Rowe pulled me out of the cave. But I remember I had already set up some games to go to, one of which was Alabama at Texas A&M. And I think that was early October. Maybe I'm wrong. First weekend in October. I'm trying to remember exactly the date. Me and a buddy of mine went down. Because, you know, I got Kent folks obviously live in Texas too. But went down and went to that game. And then I think it was the first weekend in November, another buddy of mine got me to go with him to the Virginia Tech at Notre Dame game. And I think it was early, but I remember it was snowing and cold that day, off and on. But so that was two open dates back then. But this early, it's just kind of the way, you know, some of the permutations with the new schedule and some of the changes Ohio State made in this schedule. This is just the way it worked out. Ohio State did not want to have an open date on its opening date, you know, for example. So you just kind of take this and run with it. As Ryan Day said, they spent the week basically playing like they didn't have an open date when it came to practice schedule and things like that, although they're getting the players are getting today and Saturday off. But their true open date's going to come the week after the Oregon game, the game at Oregon, when they're going to kind of sit back and just, you know, figure out what's up, give guys a little bit of a break, and then move on. So they're really treating this season almost like a 13-game season, except they're only playing 12.
All right. I know we only have limited time with you, and I love talking to you about other stuff. And it's just weird. Out of the corner of my eye, I just picked up, and I saw the Solheim Cup was up. I'm flashing back to Solheim when it was in Columbus, and what a great experience that was, and just the whole feeling about that. And Dan and I were talking about it, if we were going to bring this up or not today, just because the Solheim Cup's going on. But, you know, if you watch it, you get that Ryder Cup feeling. And if you're there, you really get that Ryder Cup feeling.
Yeah. I mean, people want to win, baby. And when it's a team thing, even though, you know, I still have a hard time watching golfers, you know, being that enthusiastic about it. You follow my drift.
Yeah. But they are. They really are.
I hope they are. I hate to be a little bit skeptical, but the bottom line is it does matter to them extremely. And yeah, and it's fun watching. I love watching golf when every shot matters. You know what I mean? In mm-hmm. one form or fashion. And you know, I'm not one of these guys though. I don't watch golf and root for example, Bryson DeChambeau over Rory McIlroy because Bryson DeChambeau is from Texas and Rory McIlroy is from Ireland, Northern Ireland. I don't do that. I don't get in. I like the actual individuals when it comes to golf. It's kind of the way I am when it comes to football, except for I grew up going to Alabama games, so I have a vested interest there. But I quit crying when Alabama lost games when I was 12 years old. And of course, being a sports journalist, a sports writer, jade you on everything. You know, you get jaded a little bit. So I just like good games, man, and I like to watch good competition. But yeah, you do find yourself rooting for the United States in one form or fashion, because usually, for the most part, you know those players better, right? You know those golfers better. But yeah, it is cool to watch a team take on another team with tradition at stake. That's why I was talking to you a while ago about tradition. You don't want all of college football tradition to go down the toilet.
And,
you know, but I remind people, well, I think used to cap its regular season by playing Illinois way back in the early days before, what, 1935 or something, or 36 when Michigan moved to the end of the schedule. So there have been different ways of ending the season. But, no, you're right. It's cool rooting for
United States.
Rooting for teams.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
So, then, Tim, are you a fan of this match that's going to take place in December where it's Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka going up against Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy? Are you going to watch this guy?
Yes. I mean, I just watched Bryson DeChambeau and Tony Romo. I've watched that whole series. I love Bryson DeChambeau's YouTube channel, but trying to break 50 with these different guys where you're playing from the red tees at different places. You're just trying to break 50. I don't think he's done it yet, but he and Tony Romo, I think, shot a 50 the other day, or 51 in their latest one. I watched one where he played with Trump. That's not taking sides or whatever. Trump actually played extremely well in that thing. I think they shot a 51, or 52. But yeah, I love those kind of things. I love it when in some of these YouTube things where you have two YouTubers going against two other YouTubers. I mean, yeah, I like any kind of competition, and you can connect a little bit more closely to some of those things than you can maybe the Masters, you know, from the standpoint of I could almost do that if I just hit the range.
Tim, okay. Tim.
I don't know the answer to that. Y'all know them better than I do. Go ahead now.
Tim, it's easy to say those things in Franklin County. My question for you is, we watched Ohio State play for 2 weeks right now. What have we really, really learned?
Okay. I've gotten that question, believe it or not, y'all aren't the only show I do, right?
But what?
Don't get jealous, because y'all look forward. I look forward to y'all's show like I look forward to waking up in the morning. And I'm 70, by the way, so take that in with salt.
And you're a man, and you're 70.
And I can take it.
Yes.
All I know is they won their first two games by a combined score of 108-6. Shut out the second opponent. They against Akron and Western Michigan. Western Michigan, a team that was in the game with Wisconsin until a punt went off one of the guys' legs, and Wisconsin got a break. And they were leading Wisconsin going into the fourth quarter. My point is, they beat that team 56-0. Could have been worse. When you win games the way you're supposed to win them, which is what they've done the first 2 weeks, that shows a team that's focused. They had a little bit of a slow start, clearly, against Akron. They came from behind in that game. I keep reminding people. So they've had that. They've had that. They've been tested. They come from behind victory. But my point is, when you beat teams the way you're supposed to beat them, that means everybody's focused. Everybody has the idea of what's going on. And you can talk to any player on this team. Forget the coaches. I mean, the coaches say the same thing, but when the players are saying it, they're nowhere near close to where they want to be as a team from the standpoint of clicking. And that shows a mature football team that the quarterback is clearly a good pick. Will Howard, that was the big question mark, I think, going into this season. Will he be better than Cal McCord? Who knows? But, man, he sure looks really competent at running this offense, running this Ferrari of an offense. And you got to think there's more to come on all sides. But the defense, for sure, looks like the defense I thought it would be, which is not tonight.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, Tim. Go ahead.
Emphasis on the O's in not and tonight.
I got you. I understand. Okay. I have to follow. So sometimes I have to have them my Tim May handbook with me when we're doing interviews with you, but I'm good.
The thesaurus, the Tim May thesaurus.
Oh, that's what we need. It starts with I digress first. Thank you.
Yes. Bingo.
Tim, you're an excellent man. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Come on, suit, brother.
Wait, go ahead. Wait a minute. Get your last line.
No, that's a bingo. And then he didn't laugh. And he goes, "Is that what you people say?" And then what's his face says, "No, we just say bingo."
Such a great movie.
They were both great.
It's one of the best, man. Yes. It's a good one. All right.
All right.
Talk soon, buddy.
Bye, Tim.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you know the name of my fantasy team, right?
Oh, Steph.
What is it?
Oh, you've told me, but yes, please let it be known.
Oh, Inglorious Baskins. There you go. 216-474-0092. That is the number to call in. Baskin and Phelps. When we come back, two keys and a lock, and in the next hour, you will hear from Kevin Stefanski his thoughts as the team gets set to take on Jacksonville on Sunday. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.